Life is a series of choices, each one steering us down a unique path. The philosophy of Stoicism, championed by the likes of Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, offers invaluable insights into making decisions that can shape our lives in profound ways. In this exploration, we will delve into 10 decisions inspired by Stoic principles that have the power to transform your journey. These decisions are not merely fleeting moments but rather deliberate choices that align with the core tenets of Stoicism, leading to a life of wisdom, resilience, and purpose. So let's embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we uncover the 10 decisions that can truly change your life through the lens of Stoicism. If you appreciate what we're doing here, a simple free favor I'll ask from you is to hit the subscribe button and don't skip any part of this video. So let's embark on this journey together, embracing the wisdom of the Stoics and transforming our lives for the better. 1. Say yes to what matters. Every time we say yes to something, we are making a deliberate choice to invest our time and energy. This means that every yes implicitly comes with a no to something else. Seneca wisely noted, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." This insight challenges us to be more selective and intentional with our commitments. How often do we find ourselves saying yes out of habit, obligation, or fear of missing out, only to realize later that those choices did not add value to our lives? To say yes to what matters, we need to pause and reflect on our priorities. Ask yourself, is this truly important? Will it matter in a year, 5 years, or 10 years? This line of questioning helps filter out the noise and focus on what genuinely aligns with our values and long-term goals. For instance, consider the difference between spending time with loved ones versus getting caught up in trivial social media debates. One nourishes our relationships and well-being, while the other often leads to unnecessary stress and distraction. Saying yes to what matters is not just about grand gestures or major life decisions. It's also about the small everyday choices that collectively shape our lives. Imagine starting your day with a few moments of gratitude, acknowledging the gift of life itself, as Marcus Aurelius suggested. This simple practice can set a positive tone for the day and remind us to appreciate the little things that often go unnoticed. Stoicism teaches us to cherish life and live purposefully. This means recognizing that every moment is a gift and should be used wisely. Each day presents countless opportunities to practice this principle, whether it's dedicating time to a meaningful project, engaging in deep conversations, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of reflection. These are the choices that enrich our lives and bring us closer to our true selves. It's also essential to remember that saying yes to what matters often requires saying no to what doesn't. This can be challenging, especially when it involves letting go of habits, commitments, or even relationships that no longer serve us. However, by doing so, we free up space and energy for what truly resonates with our core values. As the Stoics would advise, this process is not about deprivation but about making room for abundance in the areas that count. 2. Cultivate discipline. Discipline starts with recognizing that every day presents us with countless choices. Some are mundane, like deciding what to have for breakfast, while others are more significant, such as choosing how to respond to a challenging situation. Regardless of the scale, each choice is an opportunity to practice discipline. It's about consistently making decisions that align with our values and long-term goals, even when it's difficult or inconvenient. Consider the daily habits that shape our lives. Stoicism teaches us the importance of routines and practices that cultivate a disciplined mind. For example, beginning the day with a moment of reflection or meditation can set a focused and intentional tone. This practice, which Marcus Aurelius himself engaged in, helps center our thoughts and prepare us for the challenges ahead. It's in these quiet moments of introspection that we build the mental fortitude needed to face the day's adversities. Seneca emphasized the power of thoughts in shaping our lives. He said, "We become what we think about most of the time." This underscores the importance of disciplined thinking. By training our minds to focus on what is within our control and letting go of what is not, we cultivate a sense of inner peace and strength. This mental discipline is not about suppressing emotions, but about managing them in a way that serves our highest good. Physical discipline is equally important. The Stoics believe that taking care of our bodies is a form of respect for ourselves and the life we have been given. Regular exercise, mindful eating, and adequate rest are not just about maintaining health, but about building resilience. When our bodies are strong and well-nourished, our minds are more capable of handling stress and adversity. This holistic approach to discipline ensures that we are prepared to meet life's challenges with vigor and clarity. Discipline also involves the courage to say no to distractions and temptations that pull us away from our goals. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get sidetracked by social media, endless entertainment options, or even the allure of procrastination. Stoicism teaches us the value of staying true to our path. It's about prioritizing what's truly important and being willing to forego immediate gratification for long-term fulfillment. This might mean setting boundaries, creating a structured schedule, or simply being mindful of how we spend our time. It's important to remember that discipline is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when we falter, when motivation wanes, or when we give in to distractions. The key is to approach these moments with self-compassion and a commitment to get back on track. Stoicism encourages us to view each day as a new beginning, a chance to start anew with renewed focus and determination. As Seneca wisely noted, "Begin at once to live, and count each separate day as a separate life." Incorporating discipline into our lives transforms the way we approach both the mundane and the extraordinary. It empowers us to live with intention, to make choices that reflect our values, and to face challenges with courage and grace. By being disciplined, we are not only more effective in achieving our goals, but also more aligned with our true selves. Discipline is about taking control of our lives and steering them in a direction that aligns with our deepest values and aspirations. It's about realizing that every small action, every daily habit, contributes to the larger tapestry of our lives. By embracing the Stoic principles of discipline, we can navigate life's unpredictability with strength and purpose, creating a life of meaning and fulfillment. So let us commit to being disciplined, to harnessing the power of our minds, and to living each day with intention and resilience. 3. Don't suffer in advance. Seneca wisely observed, "We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more in imagination than in reality." This insight sheds light on a common human experience. Much of our suffering is self-inflicted, born from our minds projecting fears and worst-case scenarios that may never come to pass. Consider how often we let our thoughts wander to the future, concocting elaborate stories about what might happen. These imagined fears can be as varied as worrying about an upcoming presentation at work, fretting over potential health issues, or agonizing over financial stability. While some level of preparation and foresight is prudent, allowing these fears to dominate our thoughts can lead to unnecessary stress and anxiety. Stoicism teaches us to anchor ourselves in the present moment, dealing with challenges as they arise rather than being burdened by hypothetical troubles. Marcus Aurelius offers a powerful antidote to this kind of anticipatory suffering in his Meditations. He writes, "Do not disturb yourself by picturing your life as a whole. Do not assemble in your mind the many and varied troubles which have come to you in the past and will come again in the future." This advice encourages us to break free from the mental habit of bundling past and future worries into a single overwhelming burden. Instead, we should focus on the present moment, addressing one issue at a time with calm and clarity. Our minds have an incredible capacity to create vivid scenarios. This imagination is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it allows us to innovate and dream. On the other hand, it can lead us down a rabbit hole of fear and anxiety. The Stoics understood this duality and emphasized the importance of harnessing our imagination for constructive purposes while preventing it from becoming a source of unnecessary suffering. By focusing on what is real and immediate, we can conserve our mental energy for dealing with actual problems rather than imagined ones. Another aspect of not suffering in advance is cultivating an attitude of acceptance towards uncertainty. Life, by its very nature, is unpredictable. Trying to control every outcome is not only impossible but also a source of constant frustration. Stoicism teaches us to accept that uncertainty is a fundamental part of life. This acceptance doesn't mean passivity or resignation. Rather, it means acknowledging what we cannot change and focusing our efforts on what we can influence. As the Serenity Prayer wisely puts it, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." Incorporating this Stoic mindset into our daily lives can transform the way we handle stress and anxiety. When faced with uncertainty or potential challenges, remind yourself of Seneca's wisdom: "We suffer more in imagination than in reality." Take a deep breath and bring your focus back to the present moment. Ask yourself, "What can I do right now that is constructive and within my control?" This simple shift in perspective can alleviate a great deal of unnecessary suffering and allow you to approach life's uncertainties with greater equanimity. 4. Stop wasting time. Seneca captured this sentiment perfectly when he wrote, "Putting things off is the biggest waste of life." This quote serves as a powerful reminder of the preciousness of time and the importance of living fully in the present moment. Reflect on how often we find ourselves procrastinating, delaying tasks and decisions that we know are important. We tell ourselves that there will be a better time to start, that we'll get to it tomorrow, next week, or even next year. However, the reality is that these delays often accumulate, leading to missed opportunities and unfulfilled potential. The Stoics believe that time is our most valuable resource, far more precious than material wealth. This is because once time is gone, it can never be reclaimed. In his letters, Seneca admonished his friend Lucilius to be mindful of time, advising him to hold every hour in your grasp, and to be aware of how easily it slips away. This Stoic perspective encourages us to make the most of the present moment, to take action now rather than deferring to an uncertain future. Consider the many ways we can fall into the trap of wasting time: endlessly scrolling through social media, binge-watching shows, engaging in idle gossip, or getting caught up in trivial tasks that don't contribute to our long-term goals. While leisure and relaxation are important for a balanced life, it's crucial to differentiate between restorative activities and those that merely serve as distractions. Stoicism invites us to be intentional with our time, to prioritize activities that enrich our lives and align with our values. One practical approach to avoiding the waste of time is to set clear priorities and establish a daily routine that reflects these priorities. Start by identifying your most important goals and tasks. What are the key activities that will bring you closer to these goals? Once you have this clarity, allocate specific time blocks in your day to focus on these high-priority tasks. This disciplined approach helps ensure that you are making steady progress towards your objectives, rather than getting sidetracked by less important activities. Additionally, it's important to cultivate mindfulness and presence in everything you do. Whether you're working on a project, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a moment of solitude, strive to be fully present. This means minimizing distractions and giving your full attention to the task or person at hand. Marcus Aurelius emphasized this in his Meditations, urging himself to do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life. This mindset not only enhances the quality of your experiences, but also fosters a deeper appreciation for the present moment. It's also worth considering the impact of our choices on our future selves. Procrastination and time wasting can lead to regret and a sense of unfulfilled potential. By taking action now and making the most of our time, we set ourselves up for a future that is rich with accomplishment and satisfaction. This proactive approach to life aligns with the Stoic principle of living in accordance with nature, which includes recognizing the transient nature of time and making the most of the present. 5. Accept the things you cannot change. Accepting the things we cannot change requires a deep understanding of what is within our control and what is not. The Stoics refer to this as the dichotomy of control, a central concept in their philosophy. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, succinctly stated, "Some things are up to us, and some things are not up to us." This wisdom invites us to focus our energy and attention on the aspects of life where we can make a difference, and to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace regarding the things we cannot alter. Consider how often we find ourselves frustrated or anxious about events and circumstances beyond our control. We worry about the weather, the actions of others, the outcome of political events, or even the passage of time itself. These concerns, while understandable, can drain our emotional and mental resources if we allow them to dominate our thoughts. Stoicism teaches us to recognize the futility of trying to control the uncontrollable and to redirect our focus towards what we can influence: our own thoughts, actions, and responses. To embrace this principle, it's helpful to regularly reflect on the dichotomy of control. When faced with a challenging situation, pause and ask yourself, "Is this within my control?" If the answer is no, practice letting go of the need to change it. This doesn't mean apathy or resignation. Rather, it's about accepting reality as it is and finding peace within it. By doing so, we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and open up space for constructive action. Acceptance also involves cultivating a mindset of resilience. Life is full of unexpected events and challenges. While we cannot always predict or prevent these occurrences, we can choose how we respond to them. The Stoics believe that true strength lies in our ability to remain steadfast and composed in the face of adversity. This resilience is not about suppressing emotions, but about maintaining a balanced perspective and finding ways to adapt and move forward. One practical way to develop this mindset is through the practice of negative visualization, a technique recommended by the Stoics. This involves periodically imagining scenarios where things don't go as planned or where we lose something we value. By contemplating these possibilities, we prepare ourselves mentally and emotionally for potential setbacks. This exercise helps us appreciate what we have and fosters a sense of gratitude, while also building resilience against future challenges. Accepting the things we cannot change also means acknowledging our limitations and embracing humility. We are not omnipotent beings. We have finite control over the world around us. This recognition can be liberating, as it allows us to focus on our own growth and development rather than being consumed by the need to control external circumstances. As Marcus Aurelius wisely advised, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." Incorporating this principle into our daily lives can lead to greater inner peace and clarity. When we accept what we cannot change, we release the burden of futile struggles and create space for meaningful action. We become more present, more mindful, and more compassionate towards ourselves and others. This acceptance is a powerful tool for navigating life's uncertainties with grace and equanimity. 6. Embrace failure. Failure is an inevitable part of the human experience, yet it is often met with fear and avoidance. The Stoics, however, viewed failure not as a setback but as a valuable teacher. They believed that every failure carries within it the seeds of growth and wisdom. By embracing failure, we open ourselves up to learning, resilience, and ultimately success. Consider the times in your life when you've encountered failure. Whether it was a missed opportunity, a relationship that didn't work out, or a professional setback, these experiences, while painful at the moment, often provide the most profound lessons. The Stoics teach us to view these moments not as definitive judgments of our worth or capabilities, but as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This perspective encourages us to see obstacles and failures as pathways to progress rather than insurmountable barriers. Embracing failure requires a shift in mindset. Instead of fearing failure or seeing it as something to be avoided at all costs, we need to recognize it as a natural part of the learning process. When we approach failure with curiosity and openness, we can extract valuable insights and use them to improve our future actions. This mindset aligns with the Stoic principle of focusing on what we can control, our responses and attitudes, rather than the outcome itself. To cultivate this mindset, it's helpful to reframe our understanding of success and failure. Success is not about never failing, it's about how we respond to failure. Each setback is a chance to reflect, adjust our approach, and try again with greater wisdom. This iterative process of trial and error is essential for personal and professional growth. Seneca wisely noted, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." By embracing failure, we polish our own gems, refining our skills, character, and resilience. One practical approach to embracing failure is to regularly reflect on past experiences and identify the lessons they have taught us. This reflection can be done through journaling, meditation, or discussions with trusted friends or mentors. By analyzing what went wrong and how we can improve, we transform failures into valuable learning experiences. This practice also helps us develop a growth mindset, where we view challenges and failures as opportunities for development rather than as threats to our self-worth. Another important aspect of embracing failure is cultivating self-compassion. When we experience failure, it's easy to fall into self-criticism and negative self-talk. However, the Stoics remind us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a friend. Recognize that failure is a part of the human condition and that everyone, even the most successful individuals, experiences setbacks. By being gentle with ourselves, we can bounce back more quickly and maintain a positive outlook. Embracing failure also involves taking risks and stepping out of our comfort zones. The fear of failure often holds us back from pursuing our dreams and aspirations. However, by taking calculated risks and accepting the possibility of failure, we open ourselves up to new opportunities and experiences. The Stoics encourage us to act with courage and determination, knowing that even if we fail, we will have gained valuable insights and grown stronger in the process. 7. Practice gratitude. Imagine waking up every morning with a profound sense of appreciation for the simple joys in your life. This is the transformative power of practicing gratitude, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy that can shift your focus from what you lack to the abundance that already exists around you. Gratitude isn't just about saying, "Thank you." It's about cultivating a mindset that recognizes and celebrates the positives, no matter how small, in every situation. The Stoics believe that true happiness and contentment come from within, not from external possessions or achievements. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic philosophers, often reflected on the blessings in his life, finding joy in everyday moments. He once wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love." This perspective is a powerful reminder to appreciate the simple things that we often take for granted. One of the most effective ways to practice gratitude is by keeping a gratitude journal. Each day, take a few moments to write down 3 things you are grateful for. These can range from the warmth of the sun on your face, a delicious cup of coffee, to the support of a friend. By regularly reflecting on these moments, you train your mind to focus on the positive aspects of your life, which can significantly enhance your overall well-being. Gratitude also involves appreciating the challenges and difficulties we face. The Stoics saw adversity as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. By being grateful for our struggles, we can find meaning and purpose in them, transforming obstacles into stepping stones. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." This mindset encourages us to view challenges as valuable experiences that contribute to our personal development. Practicing gratitude can profoundly improve our relationships. By expressing gratitude to the people in our lives, we strengthen our connections and foster a sense of mutual appreciation and respect. Simple acts of kindness, like saying thank you or writing a note of appreciation, can have a profound impact on our relationships and create a positive ripple effect in our communities. Modern research supports the benefits of practicing gratitude. Studies have shown that gratitude can improve mental health, enhance emotional resilience, and even boost physical health. People who regularly practice gratitude report higher levels of happiness, lower levels of stress and depression, and a greater sense of overall well-being. Start a gratitude journal. Each day, write down three things you are grateful for. This simple practice can help shift your focus from what you lack to the abundance in your life. Reflect on challenges. When faced with difficulties, take a moment to consider what you can learn from the experience. Find a way to be grateful for the growth and resilience it can bring. Express gratitude to others. Take time to thank the people in your life. Write a note, send a message, or simply tell them how much you appreciate them. Throughout your day, pause to appreciate the simple joys around you. Whether it's a beautiful sunset, a good book, or a meaningful conversation, acknowledging these moments can enhance your sense of gratitude. Spend a few minutes each day in meditation, focusing on the things you are grateful for. This practice can help cultivate a deep sense of appreciation and contentment. By making gratitude a daily practice, you can transform your perspective and find joy and contentment in the present moment. The Stoics teach us that happiness is not about acquiring more, but about appreciating what we already have. Embrace gratitude and unlock a more fulfilling and meaningful life. 8. Live with purpose. Imagine living each day with a clear sense of purpose, a driving force that guides your decisions, energizes your actions, and gives meaning to your life. Living with purpose is not merely about setting goals or achieving success. It's about aligning your actions with your core values and deepest desires, so that every moment feels intentional and fulfilling. Living with purpose begins with introspection and self-discovery. It's about understanding what truly matters to you, beyond societal expectations or external pressures. The Stoics emphasize the importance of living in accordance with nature and our own rationality. They believe that each person has a unique role to play in the grand scheme of the universe, a concept known as virtue ethics. Purpose often emerges from a desire to contribute to something greater than oneself. Whether it's through your work, relationships, or community involvement, living with purpose involves making a positive impact and leaving a meaningful legacy. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What is not good for the swarm is not good for the bee," highlighting the Stoic belief in the interconnectedness of all beings and the importance of contributing to the common good. To live with purpose, it's essential to clarify your values, those principles and beliefs that guide your decisions and actions. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, emphasized the pursuit of virtue and wisdom as central to a meaningful life. Reflect on what virtues are most important to you: integrity, compassion, courage, and strive to embody them in your daily life. Living with purpose requires aligning your actions with your intentions. This involves setting goals that are meaningful and fulfilling, rather than pursuing goals solely for external rewards or validation. The Stoics advocated for living in accordance with reason and moral virtue, emphasizing inner contentment and ethical living over material success. Living with purpose also means embracing challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth. The Stoics viewed adversity as a chance to strengthen character and cultivate resilience. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By maintaining perspective and focusing on what you can control, you can navigate life's uncertainties with grace and determination. Finally, living with purpose involves embracing the present moment and finding fulfillment in the journey, not just the destination. Practicing mindfulness and gratitude can help you stay grounded and appreciate the richness of each experience. The Stoics taught that true happiness comes from within, cultivated through virtuous living and a deep sense of purpose. To cultivate a purpose-driven life inspired by Stoic principles, self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your values, passions, and goals. What gives your life meaning and fulfillment? Set meaningful goals. Align your goals with your values and aspirations. Focus on growth, contribution, and personal development. Act with integrity. Make decisions that reflect your core values and principles. Strive to live authentically and ethically in all aspects of your life. Embrace challenges. View obstacles as opportunities for learning and growth. Cultivate resilience and perseverance in the face of adversity. Stay present. Practice mindfulness and gratitude to appreciate the beauty of each moment. Find joy in the journey toward living a purposeful life. Living with purpose is a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. By aligning your actions with your values and striving to make a positive impact, you can create a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling. Embrace the wisdom of the Stoics and embark on a path toward living with intention and purpose. 9. Focus on the present moment. Imagine a life where each moment is experienced fully, where distractions fade into the background, and your attention is immersed in the richness of the present. Focusing on the present moment is not just about mindfulness. It's a profound practice that brings clarity, peace, and a deeper connection to life itself. The concept of focusing on the present moment is rooted in ancient wisdom, including teachings from Zen Buddhism and Stoic philosophy. It encourages us to let go of regrets about the past and anxieties about the future, and instead, to fully inhabit the here and now. The Stoics emphasize the importance of living according to reason and accepting the present moment as it is, rather than resisting or dwelling on what cannot be changed. Mindfulness is a cornerstone of focusing on the present moment. It involves paying attention to your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings without judgment. By cultivating mindfulness, you can become more aware of your inner experiences and better able to respond to external events with clarity and equanimity. The Stoics practice mindfulness as a way to maintain inner tranquility and uphold their commitment to virtue and wisdom. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in multitasking and constant stimulation. Focusing on the present moment invites us to simplify our lives and appreciate the beauty in ordinary moments. Whether it's savoring a cup of coffee, enjoying a walk in nature, or connecting deeply with loved ones, being present allows us to find joy and fulfillment in everyday experiences. When you focus on the present moment, you make decisions from a place of clarity and awareness. Instead of being driven by autopilot reactions or past conditioning, you can respond to situations with intention and wisdom. The Stoics advocated for making decisions based on reason and virtue, emphasizing the importance of aligning actions with principles that promote inner peace and ethical living. In a world filled with distractions, focusing on the present moment is a revolutionary act of reclaiming your attention and energy. It requires cultivating the discipline to prioritize what truly matters and letting go of activities or thoughts that pull you away from the present. The Stoics believed in focusing on what is within our control and letting go of external circumstances that we cannot change, fostering a sense of inner tranquility and resilience. An essential aspect of focusing on the present moment is recognizing the impermanent nature of life. The Stoics taught the concept of memento mori, a reflection on mortality that encourages us to live each day with gratitude and purpose. By embracing impermanence, we can appreciate the fleeting beauty of every moment and cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude for the opportunities and experiences that come our way. To cultivate a focus on the present moment inspired by Stoic wisdom, practice mindfulness meditation and daily reflection to cultivate awareness of your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings. Simplify your life, reduce distractions, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Practice acceptance of things beyond your control and cultivate the ability to let go of attachments to outcomes. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the present moment and the opportunities it brings for growth and connection. Focusing on the present moment is a transformative practice that can enrich every aspect of your life. By embracing mindfulness, simplifying your life, and accepting the impermanent nature of existence, you can experience greater peace, clarity, and fulfillment in the here and now. Embrace the wisdom of the Stoics and embark on a journey toward living with presence and purpose. 10. Practice kindness and compassion. Kindness and compassion are not just moral virtues. They are powerful practices that can transform both individuals and societies. When we cultivate kindness and compassion, we tap into a profound source of inner strength and create ripple effects of positivity in the world around us. Kindness is the act of extending goodwill, warmth, and generosity toward others, often in small but meaningful ways. It can range from simple acts like holding the door open for someone to larger gestures such as volunteering or donating to those in need. Research has shown that acts of kindness not only benefit the recipients but also boost the giver's happiness and well-being. Compassion goes beyond kindness. It involves empathizing with others' suffering or challenges and taking action to alleviate it. It requires a deep understanding of human emotions and a willingness to offer support and assistance when needed. The practice of compassion fosters connections between individuals and promotes a sense of shared humanity. Acts of kindness and compassion have been linked to increased levels of happiness, satisfaction, and overall well-being. When we focus on helping others, we shift our attention away from our own problems and find greater fulfillment in making a positive impact. Kindness and compassion strengthen relationships by fostering trust, empathy, and mutual respect. When we treat others with kindness and compassion, we create a supportive and nurturing environment where meaningful connections can flourish. Engaging in acts of kindness and compassion can reduce levels of stress and anxiety. Research suggests that helping others triggers the release of oxytocin, a hormone that promotes feelings of bonding and reduces stress. Kindness and compassion contribute to a more harmonious and cohesive society by bridging divides and promoting understanding between individuals from different backgrounds and perspectives. To cultivate kindness and compassion inspired by Stoic principles, take time to understand others' perspectives and emotions, fostering empathy in your interactions. Align your actions with principles of kindness and compassion, treating others with fairness and respect. Practice forgiveness toward yourself and others, recognizing that everyone is imperfect and deserving of compassion. Acknowledge and appreciate acts of kindness shown to you, reinforcing a cycle of positivity and generosity. The Stoics emphasize the importance of treating others with kindness and compassion as part of their commitment to virtue and ethical living. They believe that kindness and compassion are integral to cultivating inner tranquility and building strong, resilient communities. By incorporating kindness and compassion into your daily life, you can create a positive ripple effect that extends far beyond individual interactions. Whether through small acts of kindness or larger gestures of compassion, you have the power to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others and contribute to a more compassionate and empathetic world. Begin your journey toward greater kindness and compassion by reflecting on how you can incorporate these virtues into your daily interactions and relationships. Embrace the transformative power of kindness and compassion, and watch as it enriches your life and the lives of those around you. Conclusion. The philosophy of Stoicism offers timeless wisdom for navigating life's challenges and finding true fulfillment. By making deliberate choices inspired by Stoic principles, we can transform our lives and create a sense of purpose, resilience, and inner peace. The 10 decisions we've explored, saying yes to what matters, cultivating discipline, not suffering in advance, stopping wasting time, accepting what we cannot change, embracing failure, practicing gratitude, living with purpose, focusing on the present moment, and practicing kindness and compassion, serve as a roadmap for living a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Embrace these principles and make them a part of your daily life. Reflect on your actions, attitudes, and choices, and strive to align them with the wisdom of the Stoics. By doing so, you can navigate life's uncertainties with grace and resilience, find fulfillment in the present moment, and contribute to a more just and harmonious world. Remember that the journey of self-improvement and growth is a continuous one. Be patient and compassionate with yourself as you strive to incorporate these principles into your life. With dedication and practice, you can transform your life and create a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and inner peace.